Hello, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert. This is Mary from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
That's good to hear. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. We have a client interview scheduled for you today. This call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Let me start with the security question that's placed in the system. Let me verify it. Can I please have one moment here? Bear with me. Okay. Oh, actually, there was no security question set yet. Let's go ahead and set it then. The questions that we have here for you are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
All right. And what would be the answer?
Denver.
Denver. Thank you so
Denver.
Much. All right. So whenever there's major changes on the account, the security question will be asked for security purposes. Thank you so much for that, Robert. Now, I do see that you've already signed the terms and conditions. Really appreciate that. Next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes.
Okay.
All right. To start with, your business name is Solar of the Rookies.
Of the Rockies, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of the Rockies. Solar of the Rockies. All right. Thank you. And the address we have here is 1820 Rice Drive. Windsor, Colorado, 80550. Is that correct?
Yep. That's correct.
Thank you. Is there a suite or unit number associated with this address?
The number that is associated with the business is 303-328-9929.
Oh, the phone number. But for the address that we have here, is there a suite or unit number associated with it?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you so much. Is this a home address or office location?
No, it's my home address.
Thank you. Can you receive mail at this address?
I can.
All right. Perfect. And the phone number your clients will call you at is going to be 303-328-9929. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. And the email address we have here is robert.mcclendon@macmashllc.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Please check your email often as we will send you updates directly to your email. We'll now proceed with the business website. So I did pull up your Yelp page and I was able to find the business website link, which is powerpower.com.
I don't even use Yelp. I don't know how they got that. I actually have a website. It's solaroftherockies.com.
Ah, okay. Thank you so much. Let me pull that up one moment here.
Use that one.
I understand. Bear with me. Solaroftherockies.com, right?
Yep.
Ah, okay, there we go. I found it. Let me check here. So we have two options on this, Robert, regarding the website. Since you have an existing website, we can either promote this website as is, or we can go ahead and apply our design onto the domain. How would you like to go about that?
Is your design going to be better?
Well, our design will basically be in accordance with Google, which will definitely help with the campaign. But some customers do prefer their...
I guess that's what the whole purpose is, right, is to have it show up on Google. So go ahead and put your guys' design on it. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So we'll go ahead and apply our domain for our design for the domain. Now, in order for us to be able to apply our design, we would need access to your domain. So I do see here that the registrar for this domain is GoDaddy.com. So no need to provide us the login credentials. All you have to do is grant us access. I'll be sending you an email with instructions on how to do that.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Let me just indicate that here. Bear with me. All righty. Now, after the website, let's now talk about call tracking. Was this mentioned by Jazz to you? Are you interested with call tracking or you prefer customers calling? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Number for call tracking? Yeah, I do. I'm interested in that.
Okay, perfect. Great. We'll set up call tracking then. So this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what will happen is we will create another number with a local area code and post it online. With call tracking number, you'll know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterwards so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This will also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. All the calls will still go directly to your phone number ending in 9929.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to place this everywhere, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. We ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent.
Okay.
All right. And as part of call tracking, would you like a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
Yes.
All right. Nobody perfect. So having a go ahead.
Nobody needs to hear my nasally voice.
I understand. So having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. This is only a one-time cost at $19, and you'll be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed. Should we add this to your subscription?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Now, we have a sample message here, but you can also create your own message. Would you like to hear the sample message?
No, I'll let you guys do it.
All righty. So the message that we have here is, hi, thank you for calling Solar of the Rockies. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer or press 2 if you're an existing customer. Are you okay with that?
Yep.
All right. And do we go with male or female voice?
Female.
Female. All right. Thank you so much. There we go. We will now go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So based on Jazz notes here, the services that you offer is Solar. So I do have here keywords that we already have in place for Solar services. Please tell me if these are relevant or if there's anything that you'd like to remove and if there's anything that you'd like to add. So the keywords I have here are Solar Company, Solar Panel Repair, Solar Panel Installation, Solar Panels, Solar Energy Companies, Solar Solutions, Solar Installer, Solar Energy Equipment, Solar Energy Solutions, Solar Panel Suppliers, Solar Contractors, Solar Providers. Is there anything you'd like to remove or add, Robert?
Yeah, solar repair. The problem with that is if people call and want you to repair, you know, one you didn't sell, and there's a warranty attached to that, and nobody's touching anybody else's stuff to and being liable for that. So unless I installed it, I'm not repairing it.
I see. So we'll go ahead and remove solar panel repair then. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to remove or add?
No, everything else is good.
All right, perfect. That's good to hear. You will be receiving an email with all the keywords we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords or add anything else in the future, please go ahead and email us back so that we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
All right. The next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. To start with, is there anything unique about your business, something that sets you apart from your competitors? The sample we have here are free estimates, family-owned business, locally owned and operated. Does those apply to you?
All three of them. But the thing that makes me unique, or us, is I'm not just a solar guy. I'm a real estate agent and an insurance agent. So I know the value, like what the value it adds to the home. And I know how what needs to be done kind of to make sure it's all put together right. You know, you can't just open handle a freaking house and then be like, okay, we're done. It doesn't work that way. You got an insurance company, and then, you know, when they go to sell your house, is there a certain value to it? And sales guys, they don't understand that stuff. They're just a solar sales guy. So I have a home profession industry expertise versus just, hey, this is solar.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Robert. I want to go back to the terms that you used. Home profession. What was next to that? I apologize.
I said home profession expertise.
Okay. We can definitely include that on the content that we're creating. So basically, it's like you're a one-stop guy when it comes to solar panels.
Not only solar, he's a real estate agent, he's a licensed insurance agent, and he knows what you need to take care of your home. That's, you know, he knows what's important to the home.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll definitely include that here.
Something along the line. You guys can make it better. But that's what makes you know, solar, we all buy the panels from the same place. The other thing you want to do is power's been in business for, probably 15 years now. And, that's who I represent. I'm an independent rep, but, once, you know, most solar companies don't last 5 years. And once they go out of business, the warranty's gone. And so people need to do their research and say, okay, well, they need to do business with companies that have longevity. So maybe put some of that longevity in the industry too.
Sure. Longevity. So just to clarify, when it comes to solar companies, when they shut down, the warranties are gone as well. Is that correct? So that's why it's important to have. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the warranty is through the factory, but you got to find that company to go up there and then honor the warranty. Well, number one, I didn't get paid for that. You know, I didn't get the warranty deal. And number two, if I go up there and touch it and something goes wrong, the warranty is void, and now I'm on the hook for paying for it out of my pocket. So nobody's touching anybody else's system. What they're going to do is say, sorry, we'll sell you a whole new system. That's all. Everybody's going to do that, including. It's crappy, but it's because nobody wants to be. Those things are expensive. Nobody wants to be on the hook for someone else's junk.
True. I totally agree. Thank you so much for that information, Robert. I'm actually learning as well regarding solar. Thank you so much for that. So longevity is also important. So that's something that we can add to the business uniqueness because it's guaranteed that you do have longevity. All righty. Anything else you'd like to include?
All my warranty and stuff is backed by the company Power, POWR, which is what they had it first. So even if Solar of the Rockies was to fold, Power would still honor those because they're the installers, they're the contractors, they're the ones. So they have the backing of a huge corporation versus, you know, I mean, if I was to like retire tomorrow, their warranty is still good it's way different than just some guy that goes out and buys solar panels and installs them. If he's going to stay in business for a long time, great. But, you know, Power is in 50 states, and I can have, you know, anybody can come take that over.
Right. I see now. So basically, Power is the installer, so that your warranty is backed up by them. Okay.
Yep.
All righty.
Yeah.
You can definitely have that on the content. Thank you so much for that, Robert. Anything else on that part?
Yeah, when you're on there, you have to put independent sales rep of Power. You can't just put Power. They get little moody about that.
Sorry, what was it again? The line suddenly cut off. I apologize.
You have to put independent sales rep of power, POW. If you don't put that independent sales, they get a little moody with that.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for that. Independent sales. Okay.
Yeah.
Got that. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you so much. Now, next is we will be needing a mission statement. If you have one on your end, we can definitely have that, or we can go over the samples we have. Would you like to hear the sample?
Yeah, let me hear samples.
All righty. So first mission statement sample we have here is, at Solar of the Rockies, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Or at Solar of the Rockies, we strive for higher standards of service. Or at Solar of the Rockies, oh, sorry, go ahead.
So the first one, use that one.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that here. That's once again, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. All right. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
Go solar.
Go solar. Okay.
Go solar. That's like go solar, like they have that button and they push it and it takes them to the forum to make an appointment. Just go solar with an explanation point.
Yes. So the tagline will actually be placed on the website at the very first part below the business name. So it's going to like make customers remember. The business. More branding. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. What year was the business established?
2021.
And how many years of experience do we have?
Three. But Power's been in business for 15 plus.
Okay. So, being the business owner of Solar of the Rockies, is your experience 15 years or 3 years?
Me personally, I have roughly 7 years in the business.
7 years. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's 7 years of experience. Got it. And how many people are working in the company right now?
Two.
All right. Thank you so much. And do we do both residential and commercial?
We can. I've never done a commercial one, though, actually. But we have the capabilities, but I focus more on residential.
Okay. Both, but focuses more on residential. All righty.
Yeah.
Let me put that here.
I have a fear. Owing them a bunch of money. <'Cause
the power. laughs> I understand. So what are your hours of operation?
Typically 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Monday to Saturday. Thank you so much. And what types of payments do you accept?
So don't go to a... It's either 100% cash or they'll go through a leasing company that leases, a special company that leases solar. And that actually replaces their power bill. So that's financing is through, it's a totally different thing than like buying a car. So it's, I would just put, there's government rebates, there's financing, and then of course they can pay cash. Or check.
Thank you so much. Okay. So just to recap that, that's cash, checks, government rebates, and financing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Bear with me one moment, Robert. And just for recording purposes, are we licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. There we go. So now that we've gathered all your business information, I'll be sending this to our editing team. We will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. And with that being said, let's now go back, let's now focus on the listings. So first off, we have the Google business profile. I tried to search for the business on Google, but I wasn't able to find a Google business profile. Is that correct? We haven't created one before.
No, you guys have to create one.
Okay. All right. No worries. Sorry, go ahead.
I said I'm pretty lazy. I mean, I get my business when I sell someone a house as a real estate agent. So this is actually the first time I'm doing this kind of as a standalone, you know, advertising and making it a business. So we're going to see how this works.
I totally understand where you're coming from. We're also we're definitely excited for you, Robert. So yes, not a problem. We'll definitely create the Google business profile for you. So for that, what cities, zip codes, or counties would you like to target?
Weld County, Boulder County, and Larimer County.
Thank you. Sorry, what was the first county that you mentioned?
Weld, W-E-L-D.
Okay, thank you so much. Anything else aside from the three?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's Jefferson County and Adam County, but you know, those are do Jefferson and Adams, then that's it. I kind of like to stay just northern Colorado. If I get, I'll take customers from Colorado Springs, but I'd like to grow from north to south versus to spread myself really thin.
I see. I understand. All righty. No worries. If ever there's changes on the targeted areas in the future, you can always reach out to us because we'll be able to make edits. But for now, this would be it. These five counties. Okay.
Yeah, that's got a lot. That's a lot of houses in those counties. Weld County is growing. It's good.
That's good to hear. All righty. More business then. So yes, so regarding the Google business profile, we will be creating it. Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Verification is important to show your business on Google Search and Maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. As you are the business owner, it's important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and the requirements via email. Now, just in case Google will choose postcard method, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that we have on file. You can then reach out to us with the code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. Now, regarding video verification, if ever you'll encounter issues or troubles, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. Just please make sure you're in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. Any questions on that?
No, that's fine.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Now, aside from the major verification process that Google will provide to us, we will also send you an email titled Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So these will be pictures of your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business card, business registration, invoice. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm sorry, all the installs and stuff, I don't do that. That's subcontracted out. I don't have tools.
That's perfectly fine. Whichever is actually applicable to you.
Oh, okay.
So if tools and equipment is not applicable, then please disregard it. Just anything that's applicable that you have.
Okay.
Because what will be happening is if ever Google will ask for additional verification after you've already done the major verification, the four major ones that I provide, that I indicated earlier, at least we have those pictures ready that we can provide to Google for additional verification.
Got it.
All righty. So to provide us with the required documents, either reply directly to the email or just fill out the form included in the email. And we will then be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Now, one of our newest features is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Posts are a great way to get attention and real estate on Google, as well as improve optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like to opt in to this program?
Is there an extra cost?
Not at all. It's free of charge.
I love it, of course.
Okay. All righty. So we'll go ahead and set you up for automated weekly occurring posts. All righty. Now, as part of our efforts to optimize your Google Business Profile and help you get more leads, we'd like to introduce you to a great feature called Google Business Profile Messaging. So this allows customers to message your business directly through your Google Business Profile. It's a great way to connect with customers and answer their questions easily, as well as improving your Google Business Profile strength. And best of all, it's completely free to use. Would you like to set that up as well?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Let me indicate that here. So this feature will become available once we have completed the Google verification process. When your Google Business Profile is verified, we'll be following up with instructions you'll need to complete to start receiving Google Business Profile messages.
Okay.
All righty. Next, we're done with Google. Let's now go with Yelp. So you do have Yelp, but you don't want to do anything about that. Is that correct, Robert? I heard something earlier.
Oh, yeah. I just never use Yelp. Okay, so because here's why. Because the minute you type a keystroke on Yelp, you get 100 phone calls for the next 6 months. From people on Yelp, no matter how many times you tell them stop calling me, they want to call you. And so I don't care if I'm on Yelp. I just don't want to be the one talking to the Yelp reps.
Okay, I totally understand where you're coming from. Thank you so much for clarifying that. So since you have an existing Yelp page, we have two options on how to go about this. Usually we advise customers to continue managing it on their end. In that way, you wouldn't lose any content or placement. However, some customers also prefer us managing it for them, optimizing it for them. Now, if you do want us to optimize it for you, we will need you to add us as an admin. Would you like to go through that process or?
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
you prefer? Okay,
yeah.
So what will happen is you do have access to the Yelp page, correct? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, perfect. So since you have access to it, what will happen is I'll be sending you an email with instructions on how you can grant us access or invite us to become an admin to the page.
Yep.
Once we've accepted the invite, we can then start optimizing it for you.
Okay.
All righty, perfect. Bear with me. All righty. Let's now talk about Facebook. Since you have Facebook ads as part of your subscription, we will be needing a Facebook business page. I tried looking you up on Facebook, but I wasn't able to find one. I just want to make sure. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't.
Okay. We will be creating.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that, Robert. So we'll go ahead and create the business page then. All righty. Now, since one moment. Bear with me. Okay. I apologize, Robert. So here's actually the thing. There was actually a new update with Facebook regarding their policies, because before we were able to create the page on behalf of our clients. But for now, Facebook is requiring that the page must be created by the business owner. So what will happen is all you have to do is just create a simple shell and we'll be the one doing the rest, like putting the cover photo, the profile picture, the photos needed. You'll just need to create the shell. So what will happen is we'll be sending you an email with instructions on how to do it. So let me just check here. Bear with me. The purpose of Facebook doing this policy is because once it's created, you will have full ownership of it. And all you have to do is grant us access to the page. And that way we can then manage and optimize it for you. So once again, we will be sending you an email with the instructions on how to create the page and then how to grant us access via a special link. You simply need to add the business name and category to create a basic page and we'll take care of the rest. That would actually just be it on your end. Just enter the business name and the category, and that would be it. Okay. Let's see here. Now, there is actually an option for us to connect with our Facebook team if you prefer them guiding you. Would you have the time by the end of this call for them to guide you, or would you prefer doing it on your own? I'll be sending it by email. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just send me an email. I have to take my kid to soccer here in about an hour.
Okay. I understand. No worries. All righty. After this call, I'll be sending you all those emails.
Otherwise, I'd love to see someone else do it.
I wish it was actually back in the old days.
I thought I did. I do have a Solar of the Rockies Facebook page.
Let me try to find that here. Bear with me. Solar of the Rockies. Oh, I think I found you. One moment here. Let me just make sure that this
is
the right one.
Could be a picture of a house with solar panels?
Yes. The roof.
Commission, one panel at a time.
That's the one. That is the one I'm looking at. In that case, since you already have an existing page, then there's actually no need for you to create a different one. I'll just be sending you the instructions on how to grant us access to this page then.
Okay.
So that we can start optimizing it for you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. One moment here. Now, since you have Facebook ads as part of the subscription, would you like to send us specific images to use on your ads? Or are you okay with stock photos?
I'm okay with stock photos. That's all I use usually.
Okay. Stock photos is fine. All righty. And then what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? The choices are Facebook form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. How would you like customers to reach out to you once they see those ads?
Do you have statistics on which ones generally have better results?
As what I've actually heard from the Facebook team, especially for customers that really have high budget for the Facebook ads, they recommend Facebook form fill. Reason being is because at least with Facebook form fill, you're not going to be missing anything. Unlike calls, like just in case a customer calls you and you're actually in the middle of a work, you'll miss it. And the thing with Facebook is they don't provide additional information about the caller. So if you miss it, you won't be able to really call them back. At least with Facebook form fill, information is available. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, do Facebook form fill.
Okay. All righty. Let's do that. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and text in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. This lead will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab.
Okay.
All righty. Now, just in case we would need to make a follow-up with you, Robert, what day and time will you be available for us to call you?
the best days for me are going to be Thursday afternoons, like anytime after one.
Okay. Thank you so much. So that's anytime after 1 p.m. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. So now you're going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to the email with the changes you want. You will also receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile and the website. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria, meaning that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, please send it over as well. We will temporarily use high quality stock photos for your new website. If any images you provided are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Keep in mind, they are general photos related to your industry. If you see any photos that may not apply, let us know, and we will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected, so if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with the photos, please let us know before answering these inquiries.
Okay.
All right. And within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. So this will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories we list your business on.
Repeat that, please.
Oh, sorry. Within a few days, you will be receiving an email with the login credentials for your client dashboard. So this will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. You can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords our customers are using to find you, as well as the directories we list your business on.
Okay.
All righty. And since we opted for the call tracking, you will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business.
Okay.
All righty. Now, Robert, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to the directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. You should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. Don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content.
Okay.
All right. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, such as service requests, competitors, along with others. Any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. If you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive.
Got it.
All righty. And since we opted for the call tracking greeting, do I have your authorization to charge the card today for $19 one time?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. 3 weeks from now would actually be, let me check, May 16. Are you okay on that day, same time?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Same time. Let me indicate that here. All right. I will also add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. So there we go, Robert. This will conclude our interview. Thank you for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions I can help you out with?
No, that's it.
Alrighty. So after 5 to 7 days, please review all of the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. Our client support phone number is provided on the emails that you'll be receiving. Please don't hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone call, email, text, or live chat. Once again, our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, and you can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. Once again, please look out for the emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. And thank you so much for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully this
is
a good thing. Bye.
Well, definitely be with you every step of the way. You take care now. Right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Goodbye.